Everything.
Oh, yeah, the woodcutters.
Look, I can't go by. I'm too heavy, too fat.
No, he didn't leave you enough room, that's all. Yep. A lot of people supported themselves on... I'll have to bring you some copies I made out of the 1943 and 1946, maybe, news mine from the library, because there were old woodcutters living out here along Hopper Creek. One of them committed suicide, and there's a great big old article about this, because the way he did it, all the gory details. I wish I knew where on Hopper Creek it was. I have no idea. But Frank Betchert, did you know Frank Betchert?
No,
he died in 49, so you wouldn't have known him. Well, he lived out where Nordale Road runs now. And so he was part of this. Part of what I copied was about Henry Brockman's marrying Tilly. Did you know? You must have known Henry.
Yeah, I knew him when he worked for Fairbanks Lumber.
And they were sort of at the end of the road at that time.
Well, there was no way to get across the swamp.
And we talked about Tilly having two planks across Steel Creek to drive her tractor across to take the eggs in, because they had that chicken farm at that time. And, boy, tough people that could live out there under those conditions.
I bet we'll go to the little Alaska sportsman. I bet we could get a lot of stories.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the whole thing from way back.
50 years, I think.
Oh, well, hang on to them, boy. They're valuable by now, just for the information in them. Yeah. Finding what you're looking for might be a little hard.
Yeah.
That's where it's nice when they can get it in the computer, because then you can search so easily.
Uh-huh. Well, them computers are a little out of my style. I like it even the vehicle that you put the crank in.
Yeah, I understand that, but...
I had an old Chevy truck here that drove to town one day, and had battery wasn't very good, and so I didn't even bother getting a new battery. It had a good place to crank. I pulled up over Bentley Mall, or not Bentley Mall, but Johora Mall. And so I come back on my stuff and throw it in, I pull the crank out, and two old guys are sitting there, and they come running over, he grabbed his hand, see one of these? I just come up with it and started, and they just floored, they just couldn't believe it. Almost made them homesick.
Yeah. Well, that's something, again, that the grandkids, if the high school kids saw you doing that now, what would they think?
You say a crank, and they'll think you're being cranky.
Yeah.
I had another older one, and I worked for the railroad, and in the wintertime, I never bought it using a starter because it's too hard on the battery. I had what they call a sportsman heater, and I'd stick it under the corner of the engine by the starter, and that kept the engine warm and everything, and I'd put a tarp over it. And the other guy sitting around there, city slicker types, wouldn't, it's no heat, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're crying because they can't keep their vehicle going.
It's all knowing all these little tricks.
And we had a little ditty box on the back for the kids when we went to town.
This was a pickup?
Not a ton of that truck.
Yeah. How do you keep that warm enough for them? Drive fast?
We had blankets and stuff in there.
Yeah, I see.
This isn't that far to town.
No, you're right.
And we draft them to be outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, these kids down here, zero if you don't need a cap.
Yeah, we see them at the bus stop that way, and it just, we made ours. Well, they were a mile from the bus, so they learned to.
Well, our kids dressed where they think they could have sat down up there for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Nowadays, if you told kids that they had to walk like that far up that hill and 40, 50 below, they'd go get the police to come get you.
Yeah, you'd probably be abusing them.
Yeah.
I don't think nowadays it's safe either.
Well, there's other things going on that make dangerous.
Of course, in those days, because the kids came home, it was dark,
Oh, yes.
Pretty darn dark.
Yeah.
Don't know whether they'd run into a moose or something. Or a wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
obviously have moose going through here on a regular basis.
Oh,
were there other?
Yes.
Other? Did you see lynx and bear and whatnot?
Bear. I saw a bear once. I was going down the field one time because he was down there working with a tractor. And this was all wooded area, at least on the other side. And I walked down, we had a road down through, down along that tree line there. And I decided to, by golly, I better get home. Son of a gun. When I was walking up the road, I saw three animals. I don't know what they were. I thought they were dogs. Until one climbed a tree.
Well, we'd let her talk about it.
A dog wouldn't let me. So I had to go up, turn around.
And
the dog stayed like
the two little cubs up between the kid and down and throwing rocks at
him. Yeah.
The old bear down there didn't bother him.
Terrible.
Severns who lived past us went by our place to get home, talked about coming home from some place, and their dog was at our house, and he wouldn't go with them. He wasn't gonna go down there. And Virgil got a rope from us and put it around the dog's neck and made him go home, but they saw what they figured was a bear on the way home, and that dog knew it.
Yeah.
He wasn't gonna tangle with that.
Yeah. Morty shot a lynx trying to get in his chickens.
And
we had fox dens down here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fill that hole up and stop it shut and come by the next day. Damn hole's dug out.
Dug out again, yeah.
Right out in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
I filled it up three or four times. They finally moved and they went down, started another one down farther in the field. I left that one alone. It was on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said a moose. What was it, the carrot or something?
Right next to the door.
Yeah.
I didn't have it till I threw it down there.
Yeah.
Man, you don't realize how long they're telling you that time.
Oh. Yeah, somebody's talking about Tilly feeding moose pancakes off of her back porch.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the moose we see around here come to the window for some reason. I think they're looking for a handout.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if somebody around maybe is feeding them.
Gotcha.
Well, they know they're feeding them because they're too much.
Oh, well, we had one around for a while. It was really worrisome because he would do that, and you couldn't spook him off. He wasn't afraid of anything. Well, we found out Harold Herning had been bringing trash groceries home from the, or vegetables home from the grocery store all winter and feeding this calf, and that calf thought everyone was going to feed it. It's pretty dangerous. You don't really want them that close.
That's right.
Yeah,
chased our cat into the woodshed.
One way, you was going to go up the mail, weren't you?
Yeah.
And she come back and said, something up the road.
I grabbed the gun.
I said, so I started up there and I got about halfway across the yard, and down the driveway come this little skinny, what a yearling. And all I can do is stand there because she throws the gun at me and she says, here. So I stood there and I looked at him and I said, if you make one move, you're dead. And he'd stomp his feet and he'd lay there and back and stick his tongue out and finally he'd back off. But that was the skinniest moose. We had real deep snow and he was really on the verge of that thing of starving.
Yeah. I hate to see that.
Well, you get 4 or 5 feet of snow, they got to stumble through and
especially the young ones. Right.
Remember when we first moved out here, I used to lock the door when the moose come around?
The house is up here next to a big brick tree. The moose is standing on the house, on the house to get up to reach his birch tree.
Oh.
She runs in and locks the door.
Well, you gotta do what you can do, huh? Yeah, there's some wonderful animal stories. The, what was her name that we cleared out almost to the little China presses? And their house was sort of built into the side hill.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's related to me, I think.
Oh, Betty Press?
Betty Press, yeah.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Did you saw Lloyd Press's obituary not too long ago?
Uh-huh.
And that's first I knew that some of the kids were still in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I was tempted to, and I may yet call one of the boys up and ask them some questions about when they lived out there.
Uh-huh.
Betty was an artist that wouldn't quit.
Yeah.
She could sit here and draw a picture of her face with every mark, and have depth to it. It wouldn't be just a flat picture.
Now, is this talent she just developed herself, or did she have some training?
I imagine just natural.
Yeah. I'm a painter, too.
I see
that picture.
Are you? Well, yes, I see. Oh, heavens. Oh, both of them? The other pictures,
no.
too?
No, my brother-in-law did the middle one.
Huh.
Well, she gave the best one away.
I give all the best ones away.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That one over there, I got that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, my heavens. Don't stop. I hope you're still painting.
This is a picture of Betty Press.
Now, she's related how?
Let's see. Second cousin or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm.
Yeah, this is what she did. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes, she did have a talent. You know, I didn't really know that. And used to see a little bit of her through the Homemakers Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom, let's see. I believe she sat here, and Betty sat there.
Mm-hmm. So this is your mother?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah geez.
Some more meat.
Well, it's too bad Betty died so young. She would have done a lot more. Yep.
And this is her dad. It's a movie. My
oh.
mom's dad.
Oh, that's yeah, he certainly was.
He died when he was really young.
He reminds me a little bit of my grandfather. The mustache and all looks pretty familiar. Uh-huh, a very pleasant looking fellow. Yeah, you got a whole gallery there.
And that's my three grandkids that live down.
Uh-huh. Aren't they a handsome bunch? Oh, and how much older are they now? Or is this a fairly recent picture?
Oh, she's 20.
That's what I was afraid of.
She's 21.
Yeah.
10 and gonna be 16.
Yeah.
Well, the oldest one got a nice job in town.
Hmm.
She works for what they call that place? Oh, golly. They own all those hotels, like. Sophie Potter.
Yeah.
Some development.
Wise, that's Dennis Wise.
Wise used to own it.
Yeah, and somebody else
uh-huh.
I guess has it now.
She's got a good job.
Huh. She's
She started out as a receptionist, and I don't think she was there 3 months, and they had her doing payroll and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a talent.
She's a straight A student in school,
mm-hmm.
and like her dad says, she wants all of her ducks in a row.
All right. That's,
and everything has to be just right.
Well, that's what's a good man makes a good manager. Did she go beyond high school to get some training? Or
she's going to college.
She's going to night college.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, this is her leave for graduation.
Oh, isn't she pretty?
Mm-hmm. Now, she was going to go to the University of Anchorage, and she went down there and
oh my gosh.
They put her in an apartment with three or four other girls. The refrigerator's full of beer.
Oh.
They have the boyfriends in overnight.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoking pot.
She complained about it, and they told her, well, that's the way it is. So
yeah.
She just packed up. And
good for her.
The girl said, that's our lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More lifestyle than anything else,
yeah.
apparently.
Yeah, she even got a $2,000 bonus
yeah.
around Christmas time.
Oh, boy, they like her. Yeah.
The first job she got, she was working with this fox.
That dredge outfit.
That dredge outfit.
Oh,
she was a waitress, like. All the dishes
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
She wasn't even there a week. She started telling them how to do it. Say, if one of them didn't just fire her, you know, I don't take kind of that.
That's true.
She told them to get some of these trays that you're
mm-hmm.
instead of packing on your arms.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a long ways to go from that dining
yeah.
room. Yeah, they got three or four of them things in there, and they wanted her to come back next year, but she had already got a job over
right.
the other place.
This was what, the Fox Roadhouse?
No.
Dredge 8.
The Dredge 8.
Dredge 8.
Oh, yeah. Dredge 8. Yeah. Yeah.
They got a great big dining hall.
Yep.
Five, 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 five.
It's a big place. I've been there once.
Yeah, they invited Michelle's family out, so we all went out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah.
I guess that belongs to the Binkleys now.
I don't know.
Well, Binkley's got one up.
Yeah, but I think they were mentioned as part of the Binkley Empire now the other day. It was news to me.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard it, but something in the paper indicated that.
Yeah, we panned for gold, did you?
No, we didn't do it. We were out there with a bunch of Russians, one of those sister city exchanges, and I think some of them did, as I remember, but we were so involved trying to keep up with this language difference.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have time to pan any gold.
Yeah, we actually got gold.
Oh, yeah, you do. You do. They make sure of that.
that's a lovely picture. Did you learn by yourself? You took some classes?
A couple months. I did a lot of painting, but I gave all away, or I sold a lot, too. You know, tourists, you know.
Just paint on gold cans.
Stuff like
oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Ruth Zozulo did a lot of painting at one time, too. Julie Wood has one of hers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'll have her story for you one of these days. And she was as big of a joker as Bert Stemple was. Oh, geez. Well, you know what's going to happen now? You're going to think of a lot of things that you forgot. You're going to be reminded, so write them down or make some notes or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And because that's what seems to happen for all of us. One thing will trigger another.
Are you still looking for the map, Terry? I need to go upstairs. That map is somewhere, because we did throw it away.
Oh, no. No, I bet you'll find it.